You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
All right, welcome back. Nice to have you along. Hour two. Big Sook's out today. We're partying. Got Joe Harrington next hour. Get into a little duck stuff.
Yeah, Merry freaking Christmas, everybody.
Andrew Luck retired in 2019, apparently. I was a little off on that.
Right before COVID. Doesn't COVID feel like it was a decade ago?
I think that's right. I think COVID really factors into how we determine how much time has passed.
Yeah, the timeline feels like anything pre-COVID was an entire lifetime ago. Post-COVID, last 10, 15 years, it just doesn't feel right. And one way, Rob, like I love to work at a sports radio station because I love sports, but I also have followed the calendar each year through sports, right? So the NFL season coming every fall, basketball gets going into baseball, that threw that off. So I'm sure sports fans everywhere since the pandemic have just been
the last 5 years, they've been long and arduous. We're slugging through.
Arduous. Nice 10-cent word there.
But so Luck was 60. So if Joe Burrow were to do the same thing as Andrew Luck, you'd have two elite quarterbacks leaving your sport way too young.
Well, see, Luck...
In 7 years' time.
He was going Peyton Manning, right, with the neck issues, but it was just becoming very untenable for him. If he got injured again, he was risking lifelong, like, I may not be able to, like, walk or be a human post-football. So, at that point,
I get it.
Joe Burrow, whole different situation. This is a crappy organization that's...
Yeah, but he's always hurt, man. He's looking at it like, dude, I keep getting hurt. This sucks.
Yeah, well, you need an offensive line, right?
Get him out of there. So this weekend we've got some weather. That'll be the story of the weekend, is all the weather. Because they're saying 80% chance of rain in Seattle. There's another freaking atmospheric river coming through here.
Darn it, I'm going up to the Washington coast, man. I don't want it to be raining the whole time.
It is supposed to be.
Okay.
Well, maybe not this weekend. Maybe it's early next week. But they said for Sunday's game, there's an 80% chance of rain in Seattle. It's supposed to be 11 degrees and windy in Chicago. Bears play the Browns.
I do love this time of year, man, in all those cold weather cities.
12 degrees in Cincinnati, so Burrow will be out there against the Ravens. Then you have 23 degrees in Kansas City. They're playing the Chargers. 32 degrees and snow in New England for Bills Patriots.
Love all the cold weather teams playing each other right now as well.
Right. Not the Chargers, but
no, they're the only one.
22 degrees in Pittsburgh. This is another one that doesn't fit that bill. Miami is in Pittsburgh, and it will be 22 degrees. And of course, Tua famously bad in weather below 40 degrees. He is 0-5 with 6 touchdowns and 6 turnovers, and a shockingly bad point differential of -96 in 5 games he has started below 40 degrees.
So you're saying I should bet the Steelers?
Well, if you if you want to bet, yeah, careful.
Okay.
I'd be careful on that. Pittsburgh won't have TJ Watt, but if you think that that stat will determine the outcome of the game, then yeah, bet the Steelers.
I always like to look at the weather. I mean, that's kind of my...
Well, I mean, Miami is notoriously bad in bad weather.
It's only Pittsburgh minus three, and if Tua's 0-5, God damn it, the one time I'm going to bet it, Rob, he'll be 1-5.
Yeah, no, I think that's right. I think tread lightly on
that.
All right. Pittsburgh ain't great.
It's like, hey, I'm going to throw $100 on that. No.
You know the dirty little secret about TJ Watt is? He hasn't been doing much. You know, like, as awesome as he is, I don't know what he gets paid, a lot of money.
Yeah, like $35 million, something like that.
I was watching that. The Ravens beat them. I mean, I think that Isaiah Likely catch in the end zone was a catch. And I think it's absurd that we can't define a catch to this day in the NFL.
I really wish we would just go college rules. Just 1 foot. It would make the NFL much more exciting, and it would stop some of this arduous crap that we have to deal with week to week.
But I mean, if we would be looking at this game totally differently had we had the Ravens actually come out ahead on the scoreboard, which they outplayed Pittsburgh. They outrushed them 215-30-something. That was a weird game. Give Pittsburgh credit for winning, but they're not very good. And so, and Miami is surging. So that's why I say, you know, tread lightly there. And TJ Watt is out, but he hadn't been doing much. Pittsburgh's just a weird team. So some big games, you know, it's possible that John Harbaugh, going back to that Cincinnati game, it's possible that John Harbaugh is coaching for his job this weekend.
Yeah, a lot of rumors talking about a change of leadership needed, and hey, maybe he can find a landing spot at Michigan. I've seen those rumors popping up,
too. Yeah, people are
too.
Saying, a lot of people.
Harbaugh to Harbaugh, baby. We'll just forget about the Sharon Moore time.
Wouldn't that be something?
It wouldn't be surprising. I don't think it would be the right move, but same thing that's actually happening in Pittsburgh right now, just two long-tenured coaches in the NFL, is happening to John Harbaugh in Baltimore. Is it his fault? I don't know, man. I don't think it's his fault that Lamar Jackson doesn't look like the same guy that he is. He's been at MVP level for so long, but you could only lean on a guy like that for so long. Michael Vick had to change his game at some point. You wonder if Lamar is going to be able to do that.
Well, it's more than just this year with Harbaugh. Like,
yeah,
he won the Super Bowl, and we've talked about this before, so it's I'll make it quick. But if you look at Harbaugh's Ravens teams, he has had some of the better teams in the league.
You're right,
consistently, and he has blown it multiple times. The interesting thing is, and we looked at this. Back when we spoke about this on the show with Sue, it was earlier this year, maybe. We've been talking about John Harbaugh. Yeah, it was because they blew that game against the Bills at the start of the year. And it was that if you look at that Super Bowl that they won, John Harbaugh almost blew that Super Bowl. They were an inch from the Niners coming back and winning that game. And then what would we be saying about John Harbaugh wouldn't be the coach of the Ravens right now. Because they have blown it every year since with a hell of a football team. And this year, there's really no excuse. I mean, I know that they were hurt early and they started slow, but they're not getting better. Like, they're still bad. There's this weird thing going on with Lamar Jackson and his timeline on returning from injury versus what John Harbaugh is always says is timeline from returning from injury. In other words, John Harbaugh would say, well, yeah, we should have our quarterback back this week. Well, he doesn't come back. And they have not been on the same page with their injuries, him and Lamar, for several years. It's a problem. Something's up with those guys. And even if they're all healthy and playing well, they still find a way to blow huge games. So I have no faith in John Harbaugh if I'm a Ravens fan. They still may pull this out of the fire because the Bengals are bad and the Steelers aren't much better. They still can win this division and get in the playoffs, and who knows, maybe they go on a run. Maybe this is better for John Harbaugh to be just a sort of written off underdog than a top notch team that's expected to be one of the Super Bowl favorites. But they don't look very good.
You're right.
And Lamar doesn't look very good.
He doesn't, but that's kind of where I put it more than on John Harbaugh, because if you look at, yeah, there were a few down years after, you know, the Super Bowl and Joe Flacco starting to kind of downturn in his career, things not really being able to get figured out on the offensive end in Baltimore. But once they found Lamar, hey, 2018, first in the AFC North, 2019, first in the AFC North, second, first, there's one fourth place in there in 2021, and this year might end up being pretty similar, are two bad years outside of a Joe Flacco decline really a reason to fire a guy? Like, I know he's been there a while. Sometimes a new voice in the locker room really helps things, Rob, but I am so against shiny new thing syndrome in sports. It's when GMs pull the trigger just to pull the trigger because they see something that they think is a little bit better. Tell me how many better coaches out there will get you these results. I don't see it.
All right, well, we'll see.
I'm not a huge John Harbaugh, like, staunch defender, but damn, the dude has performed. And if you're saying, well, get him out, I don't think you're going to see four first place AFC North finishes in the last eight, or in the next eight seasons, like you have the last eight seasons, if you fire John Harbaugh.
Well, if they keep the talent that they have, you might. I don't know. He may be coaching for his job. If they lose to Cincinnati, that, like, this is damn near a must win for Baltimore. He has got to win this game. He's got to keep him in this fight. If they flame out of this fight, he may be gone. And the other one is Drake May an MVP candidate? You got Josh Allen versus Drake May. That could be for MVP.
I do love that, man. Drake May has just, whoa, what a new season, or a new life for him under Mike Vrabel for this season, man. Just cannot believe the New England Patriots are the best team in the AFC. I don't think he'll win the MVP.
No.
I think people will lean on
it'll
Josh
be Josh Allen.
Allen
yeah. Because Allen's going to beat him.
Yeah, looking at the odds right
now. You heard it here first. Josh Allen and Buffalo beat New England on Sunday.
Well, yeah, let's see. MVP odds, Drake May, Josh Allen on a collision course, but Drake May still plus 200. Actually, no, I think we're wrong. Rob, we might be way off, and it might be going to Drake May, because Josh Allen is plus 1,400. Drake May is plus 200, my friend.
You're kidding.
I am.
No. That can't be right.
This is from the New York Times from 3 days ago.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Give me Josh Allen. Where do I bet it?
Bet MGM, baby. Plus 1,400.
Wow. All right. I'm going to double check your... look, I'm not doubting you.
No, I hear
but
you.
But I'm double checking.
This is updated as of 20 minutes ago from BetMGM, sir. Live NFL MVP.
All right,
odds.
Coming up next, who will be the most coveted transfer quarterback on the fan?
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Yeah, Matt Stafford is the MVP favorite. He's minus 180. We forgot about Stafford. But May, yeah, you were right. May plus 200. Josh Allen way down there plus 1500. I'm telling you, he's going to skyrocket this weekend because he's going to win that game.
As long as he doesn't turn the ball over.
He's going to outplay Drake May. That's one of my big bets this weekend. I got Buffalo.
Ooh, so
I got
like,
Buffalo.
Head to head, I think if you can bet like who has more passing yards, I'm assuming Drake May
I'm not a big props guy, Schulte.
You're probably smart then. I feel like props get you.
There's too many of them. It's overwhelming.
They get you caught up, and yes, there is the ability to find an angle, but man, yeah. You got to spend, in my opinion, way too much time trying to do so.
Hey, here's a fun fact before we get to the college transfer quarterbacks. I saw that Nick Emmanuori, the stud rookie for the Seahawks, the safety, he was born on February 7, 2004. April 24, 2004, Philip Rivers was drafted.
Oh, my F.
And they will be playing against one another on Sunday.
I hope
right here on the fan, by the way.
I hope Philip Rivers buys him a drink. Well, hey, young kid. God. Hey, you.
So who will be the most coveted transfer quarterback? We know already. So if you're wondering, the new portal window will open on January 2nd. So that's the Friday. Yeah, it's a Friday. We're kind of like right in the middle of the playoff, but it will close on January 16th. So it runs January 2 through January 16 this year. We know that the quarterbacks in the portal right now, are at least the big name ones. Sam Levitt is leaving Arizona State, local kid. Max Johnson, the kid from North Carolina, is saying nuts to Bill Belichick. And then Kenny Minchie is the backup at Notre Dame. He has already entered the portal. Never seen him play, but sounds like he's a pretty coveted guy, was a coveted recruit. Possibly in the portal, we will have Brendan Sorsby, the Cincinnati quarterback. Possibly in the portal, we will have Lenora Sellers, South Carolina. Possibly in the portal, we will have Drew Mestemaker from North Texas. Possibly in the portal, we'll have Aiden Chiles from Michigan State, formerly Oregon State, who played under Jonathan Smith. And possibly in the portal, you may get Dylan Raiola, who is the quarterback who got hurt at Nebraska. Those guys are all maybes. They're not officially in the portal. But it could be an interesting year for the transfer quarterback carousel. Now, Oregon, depending on what Dante Moore does, not going to be in the mix here, likely, for a quarterback. Although if he goes pro, maybe they will. The schools in need, Indiana is going to need to replace Mendoza. Miami is going to need to replace Carson Beck. And LSU, I would imagine, I am blanking on the LSU quarterback's name.
Nussmeier.
Nussmeier. I would imagine he's pro, and Kiffin's going to want a different quarterback in there. And then Texas Tech could need a big transfer quarterback. So some interesting names and potentially some interesting openings. I got to say, this is a kind of a fun little new wrinkle in college football. A two-week free agency period.
Yeah.
Is basically what it is.
Bryce Underwood can end up somewhere new. Like, I don't
Oh, think... I guess Underwood. Yeah, I didn't think about him.
He already unfollowed Michigan on his Instagram, so I think we all know what that means, that he is probably gone.
Well, it sounds like the crown jewel, if he enters, is Lenora Sellers, but I don't know. Sam Levitt's pretty good.
Yeah. I mean, if you're the Oregon Ducks, if Dante Moore does leave, for instance, if we localize this, I would think that you have your pick of the litter there. If it's Underwood, Sellers, or Sam Levitt, you can see if you want
to
best.
I feel like if Oregon wants a guy, it's going to be hard not to get him. It's just Oregon's playing in that game now. I mean, they just have the money.
No, that's what I'm saying.
They prioritize the money. It's like, you want this guy? It's just a matter of who they target and who they want.
I just can't. I don't think I want to see Lenore Sellers with the Ducks, man. I don't think that would work. But hey, they've made lemonade out of lemons. They did it with Bo Nix off of his awful stats from Auburn. So
the portal window opens January 2nd, runs through the 16th. When we get back, we're already on In the News. Can you believe that?
Went by quick, sir.
Yeah, quickest year in history, 2025. Quickest show in history right here today. So what do I have for you? Well, there's only one amusement park in Seattle, but it is closing.
I know what you're talking about.
Well, you're the one that told me about it.
Oh, yeah, I did. I went there as a kid, man. I haven't been in a while, but sounds like nobody else has either.
More problems on a flight to Portland, leading to a new lawsuit. And you can meet Asian Santa. All coming up next on In the News, but first, here's Schultz.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Nice to have you along. Joey Harrington coming up in less than an hour. We'll see how worried he is about the Dukes of Madison James. Suk doesn't seem to be worried. You know, it makes me nervous anytime Suk gets that confident about a game. He's like, they got no chance. They're going to lose by 40. No chance.
I agree with Suk.
I think most people do. I'm just saying, you know, man, I know nothing. You know that. But I've been around long enough to know that when everybody says one thing, it doesn't often happen. It's the way it works.
Yeah, but James Madison's best player literally couldn't compete with like the third string on Oregon's depth chart. Okay?
If I had to defend this, I couldn't.
Okay, it's just a feeling.
I really couldn't.
It's a gut.
It's just, I've been with Suk a long time. And boy, when he gets going, he's so damn sure about something, I'm always like, eh, that's a red flag. But he's probably right on this one. It is December 12th, 2025. It's time for In the News. I'm Ian Oderdiz. Hello, thank you. Thank you, ladies. Please be seated. It is brought to you by The Advocates, injury attorneys at advocateslaw.com, and All Rise. Today, National Poinsettia Day.
Yeah, it fits. Love a good poinsettia.
And ChatGPT, I looked it up. ChatGPT says both pronunciations are acceptable. Poinsettia and poinsettia.
It's like potato, potato.
Yeah.
Caramel, although, caramel.
They did say that poinsettia is more proper, but both are acceptable. Because we've been mispronouncing it for so long, I think they're just like, ah, it's fine.
So what was the, did ChatGPT tell you what was the original?
Poinsettia.
So that, well, okay. Yeah.
We've just been mispronouncing it poinsettia, that it's, people know what you mean. So it's like, ah, whatever.
All right.
It's not like poinsettias are getting upset, you know?
No.
They don't care.
They're just getting grabbed off the Costco shelf.
It's also National Salesperson Day. And we never say this, so we should at least once in our career.
Yeah.
Thank you to all you salespeople out there, and most importantly, to all you radio salespeople here at Odyssey.
Yeah.
Kurt.
Joe.
Marissa.
We got Johnny Ludes.
Ludes, yep.
Jerome.
Jerome.
Just came back.
The French cowboy is in there.
LaChance, yeah.
There's a couple other people.
I do love his name.
You're doing great work over there.
Marissa, yeah.
Yeah. You ever heard of Joe Girard?
No. I've heard of Joe Girardi.
No. Joe Girard.
All right.
So this dude gets the credit for being the greatest salesperson of all time. He was a car salesman.
Okay.
And he sold 13,001 cars over 13 years.
So 1,000 cars a year.
So it's 83 cars per month.
Yeah, I was getting... Oh, my God.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, that is a lot.
He was in Detroit, and he sold Chevys. This was back in the 60s and 70s.
Well, when cars were
so, yeah,
reliable.
It was a boom.
Yeah.
Well, it was... a lot of people were, you know...
And they were affordable. That was the thing.
Yeah. Right. It's not like today.
Not even close.
So in 1973, he sold 1,425 automobiles.
Okay.
Which amounts to 4 a day, this guy.
Huh.
What an animal.
I mean, see, this is trackable, unlike the Wilt Chamberlain I slept with 10,000 women
exactly.
claim. Like,
no,
this,
it is trackable.
He's got the paperwork.
Well, that, and he holds the Guinness World Record.
Oh, good for him.
It's actually in the Guinness World Record book.
So... As a salesperson, because you can sell anything. You're selling spots on the radio. You're selling toothpicks, cardboard boxes, cars. Because it's a car, and because he sold the most, like, I get that he's the Guinness Book of World Records holder, but I feel like there are other salesmen that could top him at this point. Just saying.
Submit your...
Oh, I'm not.
Submit your report.
I am
Schultz.
Not a salesperson, dude. I hate sales. Like, me
hey,
doing
but you
it.
Know what, though? Everything is sales. You got to sell yourself. Got to sell your show. Everything's sales, man. It all comes back to sales.
You're right. Sell me this pen. Exactly.
And by the way, Joe Girard was a high school dropout. He was the son of an Italian immigrant, and he just, they said he walked into a car dealership one day and he begged for a job because he had just been doing odd jobs, and they let him sell, and he was so good that the other salespeople got him fired.
That's
so they
bullish.
Fired him. Yeah. So then he went across the street and he became one of the greatest salesmen of all time. His secret, he said, referrals and customer care. See, nothing's changed.
No, that sounds...
It's all the same.
So he was nice to people? That works.
Funny how that works. Take care of people.
Follow up with them. Because I bought a car once from a dealership that will remain nameless, and the salesperson gave us his cell phone number. Like, yeah, like, anything you need. If there's any problems after, give us a call. Give me a text.
Yeah.
Go. It'll go right to me. Yeah, that dude didn't respond to us, you jackass.
Well, he's also written multiple books if you want to suckle Eddie's teat. He just passed away a couple years ago.
Good for him, though. That's a
Isn't
pretty
that
awesome
great?
Accomplishment. I was going to say proof that you said he was a college dropout or
high school. Well, never even got a high school diploma.
Get your high school diploma, but that guy is proof right there that you do not need to go to college to be successful in this world. Albeit it was the 60s, but if you are focused enough and you do attain the skills necessary for that line of work, you don't need school.
You just got to be full of crap.
You've got to, and have a belief in yourself. This guy was willing to take how many no's to get to those 83 yeses a month, Rob? That's the important thing that nobody really talks about.
I feel like Schulze's been inspired today. Joe Girard inspired. I'm going to buy you his book for Christmas.
I appreciate that. I would
Let's
probably
get you on
it.
The sales staff here.
No. Let's read it to learn how to sell myself.
Would you say if you were on the sales staff? Would you go out to sales calls in your headband, your Mariners headband?
Hell no.
Why not?
Mama didn't raise no bitch.
Because I would try to look a little bit more professional. I dress this way as a privilege, knowing that, like, I work in a sports radio studio, right? Like, I'm trying to be comfortable and, you know, look like I really do believe in my team and root for my man.
Let me get to you in the news here.
All right.
Let's meet Asian Santa, okay? Now, Asian Santa is adorable. You got to look him up. He is at the Chinese Gardens. You can meet him tomorrow, 11 to 3. And he's wonderful. He is not nearly as fat as our Santa as you would expect.
Shocking.
He shows up on an ox cart and he tosses out blessings instead of ho ho hos. He's got some mean caterpillars on his face for eyebrows. Big white beard. He's fantastic. If you want to meet Asian Santa at the Chinese Gardens tomorrow, 11 to 3, you have to pay for your ticket to get into the park, and then you have to pay $5 for a photo with the old bastard.
Oh. Okay. Everything's $5 now, right?
Yeah, what's $5, right? What's another $5?
Exactly.
There's only one amusement park in Seattle, and it is closing after 50 years. Now, you were the one that told me about this.
Yeah.
Jordan.
Yes, sir. I went a couple of times as a kid.
Yeah, so Jordan is mad that everything's closing, and everything is not closing. But yesterday, we had a story about the Brewers?
Brewfest, yeah, Oregon Brewfest.
Oh, that's
Brewfest.
What it was, yeah,
down on the waterfront every summer.
And even though Schulze didn't know that it wasn't in existence anymore, he was still fed up that it wasn't in existence anymore. A great bit. Wild Waves is closing.
I just want options to go do things.
Yeah, I've never been to Wild Waves. It's right there off the freeway, right? Or was?
Yeah. It's just off the, when you're going north, it's off to the right.
Yeah, Federal Way.
Yes.
It is closing down after the 2026 season. So that is the only theme and water park in Seattle. Opened in 1977. And they just said rising costs of operations since COVID. Nobody's going. And it's another one bites the dust, Schulze.
I mean, I think water parks have gone downhill in general. I don't really want to go and taste other people's pee. They just don't clean them as much. Those aren't really...
You ever been to Great Wolf Lodge?
I have been to Great Wolf Lodge. It's been a while.
But, God, what a nightmare that place is.
Yeah, being trapped inside with a bunch of screaming kids.
God.
I know one Jeff Rust has taken his daughter there a couple of times for her birthday, he mentions, and they do some fun packages and stuff like that. So, like, if you are a kid, I get it, but there is no reason for an adult to go there on their own. Like, just, yeah, avoid the water parks.
When the last time I was at a water park?
Yeah, when was the last
year? Well,
you know
who has a water park? Salina, Kansas. We have our own water park.
That's not the one where the kid died, is it?
No.
Okay, good.
Oh, that was in Kansas City.
That
was Oceans of Fun.
Yeah.
We used to have fun going there as a kid.
Where the son of the congressman died.
He got decapitated.
Verruckt, I think the ride was called. Ugh.
That's right next to Worlds of Fun. There was Worlds of Fun and Oceans of Fun there.
Okay.
I don't know if they're still open, but man, they were cesspools too.
Just ride the lazy river and drink that pee, Rob.
Well, we have more problems on a flight. You know, this seems to be commonplace these days, or maybe we're just reading more about these incidents. But this one, flight to Portland, leads to a lawsuit. We'll give you the details next on The Fan. All right, this is in the news for December 12, 2025, where we have more problems on domestic flights. This one from Missouri to Portland. Doesn't say where in Missouri. But a passenger is now suing American Airlines, which, by the way, got in a discussion about airlines the other day with some folks. And, you know, it always feels like everyone has an airline where they've had a bad experience, and so they swore off that airline.
Yep.
It's kind of all of them. But
yeah,
when we were talking, there was a bunch of people talking about this, and we all agreed on one airline being the worst. And that's interesting to me, because that must mean you're really bad. And it wasn't, I'm not talking about like Spirit or the low budget airlines.
No. Like
you
a
get
real,
what you pay for.
Yeah.
Yeah, like one of the main airlines.
Southwest sucks. We know.
We all agreed that American Airlines is the worst.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, Delta for me is the worst. I don't think I've flown American enough to even know how bad they are.
Buckle up.
Okay. Well, or just avoid it. I'm mostly Alaska.
Yeah, me too. And I think Alaska's great.
And actually, one big issue I've had with Alaska is no lay-down first-class seats on domestic flights. But they are starting to offer that, like, from Portland or Seattle to London.
You can get, like, a lay-down first-class?
Yeah. Like a bed in first class.
Where are you flying?
To Hawaii. A six-hour flight would be really... Or even cross-country to Boston. I would love a lay-down first-class bed.
So. Wow. Look at you.
Try to use
you got a case of the supposedas.
Well, I try to use the buddies. It's not the supposedas. It's the, hey, if you offer this option in Seattle or Dallas, offer it in freaking Portland, Oregon. Stop forgetting about us here in Oregon.
Well, since COVID, I don't even think we've been out of the country with the exception of Mexico, which kind of doesn't really count. We used to travel a lot, but on big, long international flights, but that has kind of, I don't know. We're just mainly West Coast now.
Are you planning on, like, revamping that again? Like, maybe, like, got an eye on a trip.
Can I borrow some money?
Sure. I got, like, $20 in my pocket. You can have that.
Yeah, well, I mean, I don't know. We just got a lot of stuff going on. We just stay on the West Coast. We go to Vegas a lot. We go to San Diego. So our flight, in other words, I don't see lay-down beds. And I don't fly first class. I'm a common man. I'm a man of the people.
I got a seat.
Snot?
I'm not a snot. I try to pay the least amount that I can. Listen, all about deal hunting, baby.
I'm just joking. Make no mistake. I just booked a flight to San Diego the other day, and I looked at first class. Every once in a while, they're cheaper because it's just a light flight or something. You can get up there. I looked. I like those free drinks up there.
Absolutely.
And the bigger seats.
Oh, yeah. It's just a different relationship. It's not just that. It's walking into the security line
with that's true.
No weight.
And they have to be nice to you.
They really do.
Well, a passenger is suing American Airlines after she says she was sexually assaulted by a drunk man who was allowed to board a flight from Missouri to Portland. The lawsuit filed in federal court here in Oregon alleges negligence by American Airlines, SkyWest, which operated the flight, and the passenger. According to the complaint, the incident occurred on December 11th, 2024, so a year ago.
Okay.
And the woman was returning home from a business trip. Her flight home was delayed. Passengers waited near a small bar and restaurant at the airport. Now, during the delay, this man was seen repeatedly ordering beers and shots. Despite being drunk and smelling of alcohol, the airline's gate agents allowed him to board the plane. Well, it just so happens he was seated next to her. Shortly after takeoff, he began sexually assaulting her.
Dude.
When she called out for help, a flight attendant initially told her she needed to remain seated during takeoff. When the woman yelled a second time, the flight attendant stood up, saw the man groping the plaintiff, and then moved the woman to a different seat. Yikes. Police met the plane when it landed for a stop in Dallas. The lawsuit alleges the man was still obviously intoxicated. He appeared unsteady on his feet, had difficulty maintaining his balance, and emitted a strong odor of alcoholic beverage as he spoke. The flight attendant who moved the woman reportedly reported having seen the man assault her. She also said that the man assaulted her. According to the police report, the flight attendant said she felt the male passenger's hand brush up against her thigh, grabbing her wrist and smacking her on the butt, inflicting pain.
What are you doing, dude?
The woman missed her next flight, stayed overnight, and flew back to Portland the following day. With this lawsuit, the client hopes for accountability and improved safety measures on planes. Well, listen, this is an interesting one because it's like, you know, the guy got drunk, okay.
Yeah, you can't stop people from getting liquored up.
Well, you can't be visibly drunk. They won't let you on the plane. Like, you can't...
It sounds like they missed this guy, though.
Yeah, maybe he was being low-key about it or something.
Yeah.
I mean, look, come on. Haven't we all been drunk on a plane?
I
But I'm not acting that way. I'm just, you know, I've had a few drinks, you know, Well, flying and the, under the radar.
And the flight attendant, I think most of us know we need to remain seated during takeoff. Like, if a female passenger is screaming at you, probably just go deal with that. Like, they don't need to hear the instruction that they need to remain seated.
Yeah, I will be interested to find out how what comes of this one, because he probably shouldn't have been allowed on the plane, but maybe there were no visible signs. And then once you're taking off, like, I don't know.
Do you look at the bar that served him, too, in the terminal?
Sorry, what?
Do you look at the bar in the terminal? Like, because they have some liability in that. I don't know how much, but man, that just sucks.
Yeah, but she's suing the airline. She's smart.
Well, I hope this guy goes to jail and then has to pay a lot.
Here's somebody who says, we skipped over another crime, a layover in Dallas from Missouri going to Portland? Jesus. That's right. I always hate that. You know where we're going? We're going to Mexico in January for the kid's wedding.
But you got to stop in Dallas.
We have to go to Minneapolis.
Oh, man.
I mean,
I had to do that as a
Dallas
kid.
Dallas would make sense, not Minneapolis.
It would. I went to Brazil as a kid, and we had to go to Chicago. That's what I'm saying. No big flights come out
went
of Portland,
to Chicago?
Man. Yeah, because that's where I think we went United, and one of their hubs is Chicago. So, or at least at the time, I believe United's hub is now Dallas. So, just annoying to live in Portland and to try to go to those locations.
Yeah, we're way up here. Yeah. Way up here. We choose this plight.
I mean, I like it here in Oregon. I love living here. I love the weather.
That's great.
Love the legal weed.
Not easy to travel out of here, though. No, if you travel a lot.
It's just frustrating, man. Like, come on. Think of Portland, please. We do exist here.
Well, that, folks, is your In the News.
Bloop, bloop.
For December 12, 2025. It is, as always, brought to you by the Advocates, injury attorneys at advocateslaw.com. Headlines coming up next. We're going to give you the latest on Sharon Moore. We have what he has been charged with. And more college football coaching news today. So we will get to that when we return. Washington State has their man. Stay with us. This is The Fan.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.